This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Final hour of Ben and Woods. Don't forget, coming up at 8:35, we will be joined by Padres starting pitcher Joe Musgrove, back with Ben and Woods. Of course, we've been having Joe on the show, since we started, basically.
Pretty much,
three years. With Paulie as our producer, we've had almost unfettered access to Joe Musgrove.
Not anymore. Now everybody wants a taste.
Now it's a bit fettered. We've been fettered, but he's still good enough to give us some time this morning. Of course, he will be the first starting pitcher on the road trip on Friday.
The first time I booked him for a show, got in touch with him, and he goes, "Oh my god, that'd be cool. I used to listen to that station with my dad in the truck, like driving to baseball practice." And then, like, we had him on the show, and his mom emailed our office manager and just goes, "Hi, this is Diane. Can you please have Paul send me that clip?"
Incredible.
That was so fun to hear him.
So
Diane,
great.
If you're listening, hello.
And now he's here. And
he's
just
our guy.
Kicking ass after
and
one
the Musgroves
start.
Get to come to the games and watch their
so
son
cool.
pitch in
so
person,
cool.
which was really fun to see in his first start. And he was,
dude,
of course,
that picture that Matt Thomas, the team photographer, took with him with his, you know,
head down,
head over his heart, Petco Park in the background, Musgrove in the brown pinstripes.
I just want to ask him, like, I know you've been pitching the big leagues a long time, but were you close?
He won a World Series game.
Yeah, were you close to a blackout? The blackout feeling of I can't feel my legs, I can't feel my arms, I don't know where I am right now. Just being back in Petco had to be so special for him. So catch up with him at 8:35.
And by the way, if you do the math, the Padres' next road trip will take them from Texas for three, and then they play four games in Pittsburgh, I believe, which means Joe Musgrove should get a start against his old teammates, the Pittsburgh Pirates, at PNC Park for his third start of the season. So kind of an interesting homecoming to go back there, likely either on that Wednesday or Thursday, I believe,
Looks like
of
it would
next
be Wednesday
week.
If they keep the order.
Keep the order going. Who knows? Maybe Denelson Lamed is starting to... I know he pitched a bullpen session yesterday at Petco Park, and Jace Tingler said that his next outing will be a game at the alternate site in Arizona, in like 2 or 3 or 4 days, just kind of depending on how he feels coming off of the bullpen session. Extend him out a little bit, and who knows, within another week or two, we could see Denelson Lamed returning to the Padres rotation.
Just a random question, random thought. You got the Dodgers coming up next Friday, right? The 16th. Just looking at the rotation and how things line up as of right now, you would start with your fifth starter that Friday.
Can't happen.
You have to adjust it, right?
I would imagine.
Is it too early to even like think?
Is
that
it
way?
Too early, or do you roll more hone out?
Well,
there?
I'm not pitching Darvish on 3 days rest in this season.
If everything
season
goes
and
as is,
you
got
so.
The day off tomorrow, and then we got what, Paddock on Friday, Morejon Saturday, Darvish Sunday, Snell Monday, Musgrove Wednesday, Paddock Thursday against the Pirates, Paddock Thursday, and then Morejon would go Friday.
Friday, okay, yeah.
And then you got Darvish and Snell, though. I mean,
that's good.
Get your number one and two in that series.
But
the
guy that wants the Dodgers the most is Joe Musgrove. He hates the Dodgers. When he won a World Series, they were Instagram living him, and he has a cigar in his mouth and a champagne in his. He goes, "F the Dodgers."
I just don't see.
It's nice to have your one and two that weekend. It's even better to have your one,
two, and three.
I just don't see how that's going to work, though, because he'll either have to pitch on 3 days rest, which ain't happening.
Denelson Lamed comes back and pitches one of those games.
That would be fine.
Yeah, push everybody back. Push six-man rotation.
Lamet makes his debut that Friday, the 16th, against the Dodgers.
No. He pitches another game. Pirates, you know, comes back for one of the Pirate games.
Well, that only pushes Musgrove back to the Thursday, and that pushes Paddock then into the Dodgers series.
We don't want that.
Didn't think you wanted to do that either. So I don't mind Morey. Morey Hone looked good.
They did. Either. He did.
I don't mind Morey Hone, Darvish, and Snell. If that's what I'm going with against the Dodgers first time.
The Dodgers have thrown Darvish out there. You're number one.
You're one, two, and three.
It's whatever they throw out there Friday night.
And by the way, after the Dodgers come to town, Padres 3 against the Brewers, then they go to 4 for LA. So if you don't win them the first time, you'll almost certainly get them in the second series.
No doubt. Yeah, there's plenty of Dodger matchups for our starting pitchers.
Right. In fact, that second series, if everything continues on, and again, it's weird to speculate because we don't know when Lamet is coming back, you'd be set up right at the top of the rotation for the games in LA. It would be Darvish, Snell, Musgrove in the first three games of that series. And then, by then, you'd think Lamet would come back. So that's my prediction. By the time the Padres go to LA, April 22nd through 25th, the four games, Darvish, Snell, Musgrove, Lamet will be the four pitchers in that series.
Be badass. That would be badass.
Not a bad way to... And by the way, last Sunday, that's the ESPN Sunday night game. Padres' first appearance on Sunday night baseball in 700 years.
Strap in for a six-hour affair.
All right, it is 8 o'clock. Before we get to Joe Musgrove or anything else, it is time for our Dip-S tweets.
The Padres lose the game.
Dang it.
You lose your mind.
F you.
The Padres win the game.
Huzzah.
You still lose your mind. Go to hell, pro sports. It's time for your Dip tweets of the night.
Well, the Padres did win.
Yep. I still saw people losing their minds.
Yep. It's going to happen. Here we go.
Number one.
This guy says, the Tatis injury is horrible and sucks for the game, but I don't feel the least bit sorry for San Diego giving out such a horrible contract, especially since it sounds like there has been somewhat of a shoulder issue before.
You open yourself up to these comments.
And it's not surprising.
No, it's not a surprising
tweet
comment.
At this point.
Still yes, a dip-ass tweet.
It is a dip-ass
tweet. Padres with absolutely no due diligence just decided to give out $340 million without even having any idea that Fernando Tatis Jr. had, what, a shoulder issue? You're telling us this now?
We're shocked.
I mean, you told us you were 100% healthy when you signed this thing. They put him through so many tests. I mean, do they do like the full body MRI? He had everything scanned. They knew about the shoulder. They knew it might even require surgery at some point when they signed him. But their doctor said, not a career-threatening thing. He might need, you know, to have the surgery at some point. Hopefully it'll happen in an off-season so he doesn't really even miss any time. That's going to be ideal. But they knew that this was a possibility. So, no, this has nothing to do with the $340 million contract. As much as you'd like to connect the dots and say, Padres, dumbest organization in history, it's just not the case.
Number two.
This dip-ass says, do you think Fernando Tatis Jr. gave the Padres a team-friendly deal because he's always hurt? He's on pace to miss more games than he's played in.
All right, well, I will say that it may have played a factor in speeding up the decision to sign a long-term deal as opposed to going the Lindor route and waiting until the last year before you become a free agent and, you know, four more seasons where you're throwing your body around, that, you know, some security and signing your name on the dotted line right now might have held some appeal to Fernando Tatis Jr. given the way that he plays. I may disqualify that one. There might have been a nugget of truth in that dip-ass
tweet.
Don't
give this person an inch.
Nugget, just a nugget. A kernel. Not a nugget.
There's no kernel.
Nuggets large. A kernel. Like unpopped popcorn kernel.
He's the kernel of the dip-asses.
I think a morsel is bigger than a kernel but smaller than a nugget. What would you say? How would you size those three
by
things?
By food. Chicken nuggets are bigger than morsels of chocolate chip morsels.
A morsel, oh, like Toll House morsels?
That's one of the worst words in the in the English language. Morsel. Morsels.
A kernel, then, is smaller than a morsel.
Oh, yeah. Like a kernel of popcorn.
But a nugget is larger than a morsel.
Chicken nugget. Delicious. Morsel.
Now, gold nuggets are smaller than chicken nuggets.
But we never had a gold nugget. I didn't grow up like you in North County, coastal San Diego. We didn't get nuggets of gold handed to us on the mean
streets.
You didn't
find them in your Easter eggs?
I did not.
Every Easter?
I got quarters in my Easter eggs, as you know. I was happy to get them.
Gold bullion.
Mom, another gold bar?
Sometimes they just roll up the, like a T-bond or just some stock notes in there. Didn't even know they made $500 bills.
Now we do. Merry Christmas, Betty.
And here's the last one.
Gold
from
nuggets.
Yesterday, this guy, oh my God, says, Manny is an average defender at third base now. His range collapsed. So I want no part of that. Give me Crone at shortstop and play matchup / hot stick at second base.
Manny is an average defender?
What are you watching?
In what world is that man any average in any part of his defense? Doesn't have an average arm. He's a cannon. He picks everything. He plays multiple positions.
I think he's talking
positions.
About his range, which only extends from the third baseline to the right
to
field
the
corner.
To the right field corner. The whole damn field is his range. The guy's ridiculous.
Okay, That is undeniably a DFS tweet.
His range collapsed? What are you talking about?
Do you remember? Was it 7 months ago when he was like going into the corner?
He's got the most range of anybody
making
in the game.
He literally is the rangiest dude I know. Can range anywhere. Makes every play. Makes it with ease. He is... if we want to be safe, I would very much call Manny Machado an above-average defender. Everyone can agree on that. Manny is an above-average defender.
I think that is, puts you in the 100% safety zone.
Yes, I just want to be safe.
Mathematically, you take all defenders in baseball and you put them on a scale. Manny Machado is going to fall on the above-average side of that scale.
No question about
it. No matter who's really doing the judging, if it's other
it's
baseball
have
players.
His picture of it on the scale.
GMs, Dodgers fans even will probably have to acknowledge. Yeah, come on, guys. He falls on the above average side of the scale. I mean, if you want to say, I don't think he's the best third baseman playing right now in baseball. I think Nolan Arenado's a better defender than he is. I'll listen to your argument and then I'll disagree with you, but I'm not going to listen to...
He's an average defender. My God. Do you watch baseball at all? Do you? Do you watch it? Because if you do, then you know better. Oh, Dip S Tweets really fires me up. It really does.
By the way, everyone who was consterning themselves about Yu Darvish in the opener didn't see those tweets last night.
Yeah.
For his 6-inning, 7-strikeout, 3-hit, 1-run performance against the San Francisco Giants. That's the stuff of aces. That's why you trade for a guy like Yu Darvish to get a big night, a big start like that when you kind of want to win and you don't want to lose all the ground you picked up by winning your first three games and giving him all right back.
Farm Team Troll tweets in and says, my body naturally dry heaved hearing Stephen Wood say moist morsel. Morsel. Morsel is such a bad word. It's such a gross word. I always thought moist was the worst, and moist is bad.
It's worse.
Morsel is right up there. Morsel. Morsel. Any thoughts on that? It's bad.
There is. I see where you're going here.
Morsel.
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 It's gross. All right. Let's move on.
Got a Boomer Bulletin ahead.
Do we ever.
As Woodsy continues to update us on how pitchers are doing with the bat.
Boomers are getting very mad at me. By the way. So I know the bit's working.
If you
They're missed listening.
It, Jesse Agler as the incorporator for the first time this season last night. It is coming up with Ben and Woods. Right now, let's check traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.